Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome James Brook, Jim Brook, of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, a veteran correspondent for the New York Times and other distinguished publications. He's now a visiting fellow at the Foundation. Prior to this, however, he lived in Ukraine. I spoke with him in the summer of 21 often for his work at the Ukraine Business News. And the story of Ukraine's revival will depend upon its resource richness. But we must begin with the tragic news from Ukraine in these last hours. This is the Telegraph, London, reporting. The U.S. and more than 40 other countries are working together to investigate possible violations and abuse. The United Nations Human Rights Council has passed a resolution to establish a commission of inquiry. Another investigation is being held by the International Criminal Court. Speaking to the reports from two parts of the suburbs of Kiev, Bucha and Irpin, of suggested war crimes being committed, people found, corpses found with their hands tied, other stories from the survivors of abuse by the Russian occupiers. That is in the future. In the present, we have remarks by Mr. Biden returning to the White House that echo the remarks by the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Boris Johnson, and the President of France, Emmanuel Macron. Other voices will join, but this is Mr. Biden speaking in these last hours. "You may remember I got criticized for calling Putin a war criminal," said Mr. Biden. "Well, the truth of the matter is, you saw what happened in Bucha. He is a war criminal. We have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight. And we have to gather all the details so that we can have a war crimes trial." Jim, a very good evening to you. War crimes and the depredations reported, the allegations are horrible. But I learned from your most recent essay at the New York Sun that depredations and outrage are something that Ukraine has been through at least the last century, if not more. Let's begin with the Russian Revolution. Ukraine means borderland. I've come to understand because of the conduct of the Germans in the 1940s, it also represents the bloodland. What is the relationship? What is the contest? What is the feud between Ukraine and the Soviet state? Good evening to you, Jim.
Hi, John. Good to hear you again. When the Russian Empire fell apart, much of Russia fell into the Reds and the Whites. It was a civil war between the Reds and the Whites. Ukraine had a third force, the Blacks, which was the Ukrainian insurgent army. They were anarchists. And under the black flag of anarchism, 100,000 men rode horses and controlled an area the size of Ireland. So there's a long history of anarchic leaderless resistance, let's say, in Ukraine. And to stamp that out, Stalin engineered a famine in 1932-33. He deliberately moved all the ethnic Ukrainian soldiers of the Red Army to Siberia, and he starved about 4 million people to death. That, once he accomplished that, he felt safe in moving the capital of the Ukraine Soviet Socialist Republic from the edge of the Russian border into the heart of Ukraine. So he had to starve 4 million people to death to pacify the place. That's known as the Holodomor, death by starvation. Everyone knows about the Holocaust, which later followed 10 years later, and several million Ukrainians were killed in the Holocaust, 1.5 million Jews, but a lot of millions of other Ukrainians and gypsies and Russian POWs, et cetera, et cetera.
The memory of Ukraine and the Holodomor, is it vivid, Jim, in your time there? Was it mentioned? Is it taught in the schools?
John, good question. It was not vivid until the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, and they started investigating it, and there still were survivors alive at that point. and they started teaching it. So now every Ukrainian under the age of 40 has learned about this in school. And as we speak, the largest museum in Ukraine is under construction in Kyiv, and that is the Museum of the Holodomor. So for the last 20 years, this story has been told, plus a second story, which is of the guerrilla operations against the Soviet security forces. And from 44 to 54, more Soviet security forces were killed in Western Ukraine by these guerrillas than were killed by the Mujahideen in Afghanistan in the 1980s. So there's a, and these two things have been both taught extensively and glorified in Ukraine. And the insurgent warfare has been glorified. There's a series of movies about this. So Ukrainians are psychologically prepared to stand up to Russia.
We mentioned the Nazis only because it's become a major piece of the false narrative that is developed by Moscow for consumption in Russia. It's quite fantastic that they've come up with an alternative reality. The Hitlerites invaded in the Second War, starting in 1940-41, and were responsible for massacres, especially of Jews, but of everyone. Millions died in Ukraine. That is that also a vivid memory in Kyiv and in Ukraine today, Jim?
Yes, they're rebuilding Babi Yar, which is a memorial to a ravine where 100,000 bodies were dropped. About a third of them were Jewish. And it is being studied and discussed. Some Ukrainians collaborated with the Nazis. And so this is a big hit inside Russia to besmear Ukrainians as Nazis. It just doesn't add up when you had a multi-party election with seven candidates 3 years ago, and the Jewish guy won, and he won with 70% of the vote. Putin is trying to denazify a country that has a Jewish president, the only country outside of Israel has a Jewish president, and he has a Jewish chief of staff, and he has a Jewish defense minister. So it's all fantasies, but if you throw enough mud at the wall, some of it will stick with people who are too busy to learn about the real facts.
And the language, Jim, I was taught Russian many, many decades ago in the first Cold War by a Ukrainian. I didn't know at the time that there was a distinction to make. However, when I was in Moscow in the late Cold War, a taxi driver turned to me and said, "Are you from Ukraine?" Because I'd been asking him in the best Russian I could manufacture at the time, not very good. He said, "Are you from Ukraine?" When you were there, did you have enough language to note that they make a distinction? Although they understand each other, they make a distinction between the way Ukrainians speak Russian and Russians speak Ukrainian.
There are two different languages, like Spanish and Portuguese. There's Russian and then there's Ukrainian. Many people can understand both. Kyiv itself is a bilingual city. But there are two different languages, and the Russians refuse to recognize that. And Putin himself refuses to recognize the phenomenon of a native Russian-speaking Ukrainian patriot. There are Ukrainians who grew up speaking Russian, who love the Russian language, and also love Ukraine, and do not want to be run by Moscow. Putin refuses to accept that idea.
We're told now, and it's fog of war, Jim, but these are early days, so we'll speculate. We're told now that the Russians are redirecting their forces to the east of the country, east of the Dnieper River Valley, along a corridor that roughly describes Russia to Crimea. They're said to be welcomed there by the Russian propagandists, by the Russian speakers. Was it your experience that just because people can speak Russian, they want to be part of Russia in Ukraine?
No, Ukrainians have had 8 years to look at the Russian occupation of an eastern sliver of Ukraine. And the occupation has been achieved through no free press, no free elections, gangster leaders that kill each other, and torture camps for the people who don't get the message. So Ukrainians have looked that in the eye for the last 8 years and do not want to be any part of it. Now, Putin, ironically, sadly, is actually most heavily bombing the so-called Russian-speaking cities of Kharkiv, Sumy, Mariupol, these are all cities where most people speak Russian at home. And they're the ones who are really, those are the cities that are really being destroyed, especially Mariupol and Donetsk. So he claims he's there to save these Russian speakers, but he's bombing and killing them.
The people of Ukraine knew about Putin's obsession before the attack on February 24th. And in knowing about it, did they have a counter to it? Was it part of their a presentation by the government before Zelensky or Zelensky's government, to speak to the falsehoods manufactured by the Kremlin?
Yeah, they've always had, so there's a program called Stop Fake, which is to counter disinformation immediately. And there's a team of people who immediately counter the disinformation that goes out. You have to realize, especially in the last month, Putin has total control of the media in Russia. TV, radio, newspapers, any independent voices have been closed. The only remaining ones are Radio Free Europe, Voice of America, BBC in English, BBC in Russian, this sort of thing. But the native Russian language news outlets have been shut down.
Your history of Ukraine, at least since the Russian Revolution, in the New York Sun, these are familiar matters to me in pieces. I come to it in pieces. Is it your impression that this is all fresh information to Americans, to the Europeans, that this was not a concern to look at Ukraine as a land that's been visited by monstrous acts for a century, that this is fresh news in Washington?
John, it is fresh news. And I go back to early when I was in college, we had teach-ins about Vietnam. And I'm going to do the same thing here, give a teach-in about Ukraine. There's no reason why Americans should know all this detail. But the history is really important to understand what's going on and to understand why Ukrainians are fighting tooth and nail for their own country. There's a whole nationalist history behind that. And that explains why the Western media is surprised that the big, bad Russian army, they thought they'd roll over the Ukrainians. Well, what's happening north of Kyiv is the Russians are retreating. The Russians are retreating. They're not regrouping. They're not giving a pause for the peace talks to work. They are retreating because they've had casualties up to 50% in some of their units.
I'm speaking with Jim Brooke. James Brooke is a visiting fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's a longtime foreign correspondent for the New York Times for more than two decades. We started spanning. He was the Moscow bureau chief for Bloomberg and Moscow correspondent for Voice of America. We started speaking in the summer of 21 when Jim was conducting the Ukraine Business News, in which you were able to learn about the activities of Ukraine under Zelensky to reawaken its economy after the decades of abuse by the Soviet Union and also by the oligarchs since the fall of the Soviet Union. When we come back, you will be surprised to learn that Ukraine is a natural resource fountain for all of Europe, especially for the 21st century, when and if the conflict right now is resolved. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.